Now, Air New Zealand has bought a heap more sustainable fuel, and it looks like they want everyone else to do the same. When Chair Dame Therese Walsh today announced they'd bought 9 million litres, she also praised the Singaporean government's plan to force all flights departing the country to use sustainable fuel in 2 years' time. Kitty Hannafin is Air New Zealand's Chief Sustainability Officer. Hey, Kitty.
Hello, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. Are you into that? You like the idea of mandating everybody else to do it too?
Yes, Air New Zealand absolutely supports a SAF mandate for New Zealand.
Every other airline, all of them, Air Chatham's, the whole lot?
Well, all of aviation is required to decarbonise, so we all have to do it, and there's only very limited ways to do it. Like, I guess the Air Chatham's and other smaller carriers in New Zealand are quite lucky, or we're quite lucky that we've got a country whereby we can look at different types of planes, so electric planes, so there's that's an option.
Okay.
But for most of us who fly longer routes, sustainable aviation fuel is the only way to decarbonise that we know of at the moment.
How much more expensive is sustainable aviation fuel than standard aviation fuel?
So at the moment it's quite a lot more expensive. It's typically between 2 to 5 times more expensive than fossil jets.
Hold on a tick, Kitty. Is that going to make the price of my airline ticket go up?
Not at the moment. At the moment, we're absorbing it because we're only bringing in tiny, tiny amounts of sustainable aviation fuel because it's such a small industry. It needs to really scale up.
But if we mandated it, would it not? You couldn't assume other airlines might do the same, right? They might push up the cost of their ticket in order to cover it.
So a mandate does two things. One, it manages competitive distortion, and two, it stimulates the market, it increases supply. So what we know is that there isn't enough supply, and fuel suppliers who are making fossil jet at the moment need to have long-term demand signals to swap their investment into sustainable aviation fuel. And once they do, once there's more and more people making it, we believe that we'll see closer to price parity with fossil jet, and the price will come down. At the moment, there's only 2 or 3 people making it. We need everybody to start making it, and what they need is a demand signal, and that's why we need a mandate to guarantee that they need to put their money to a different type of fuel, and that, you know, aviation in New Zealand, for example, and Europe and Japan and Singapore and others who are doing this, we'll buy it off them. So that's why we want a mandate to stimulate the market.
All right,
to grow the supplier.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Kitty Hannafin, Air New Zealand Chief Sustainability Officer.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.